Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is January the 11th. We got a lot of stuff going on the national level and the local level. We need to be aware of all of it. Let us be aware of all of it. The national level, you have Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, who on Wednesday are going to vote to impeach President Trump. Nancy Pelosi has ordered Vice President Mike Pence to remove President Trump. That doesn't actually work that way, but it doesn't matter because so much of it is for show on the one hand, and a lot of it is to make sure that President Trump could never run for any office again. He'd be barred from running for president, and obviously he's not going to run for anything else. So you look at this, you think about this, and you realize, wow, we're kind of off the mark. But we see what's going on. We absolutely see what's going on. Now, a little bit closer to home, we've got the General Assembly ready to come back into session. God only knows what sort of insane ideas they will attempt to foist on the people of this Commonwealth once they are back in session. It's going to be outrageous. You know, because you've already had President-elect Joe Biden say, hey, we're going to destroy the NRA. You know that there are going to be attempts by the General Assembly to grab guns, punish lawful gun owners. And this year, as every year, VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, will make their voices heard. I don't know, however, how Lobby Day or any of these events are going to take place this year. Phil Van Cleve is the president of VCDL, and he's joining us. Phil, thank you for being here.
Hey Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to have you with us. So ordinarily, Lobby Day would be a big event. There'd be, I don't know, 40,000-50,000 folks come from around the Commonwealth, walk the hallway, speak with their delegates and their senators. What's the plan this year?
Well, the governor and the staff that take care of booking the bell tower made sure that we didn't get the slot. But, you know, in the end, it doesn't matter because you can have a total of 10 people at a rally at the bell tower, 10, and they want to know the names of all 10 people that are going to show up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh.
And it's going to get worse next year. They're going to, they have a rule they're looking to put it through that'll say that they can cancel an event like that the day before anytime they want. If somebody else, like a governor or the governor or a senator or a delegate, needs to use the bell tower, then tough. You know, you're canceled. Your event's moved out to another date. Or they can cancel you if you have any extra people that show up. If you say there's going to be 1,000 people at your rally next year, and 1,005 show up, they can cancel the event right on the spot. So they're shutting down the First Amendment. I mean, just that's what that is. Don't try to make sense out of it. They want to control who's at the bell tower speaking, and they don't want another VCDL massive rally showing that their gun control push was not popular in the state of Virginia. They wanted to lie out there. Oh, yeah, everybody wants this. So we popped that balloon for them, and they're not happy. So they're doing whatever they can to make sure that doesn't happen again. So what we're doing this year is, and between that and COVID, we're doing we're calling it Rolling for the 2A, and it's basically going to be four huge caravans coming from north, south, east, and west, heading to Richmond, arriving over a four-hour period, starting at 12 noon on the 18th, which is next Monday. And we have 9 sub-caravans that will merge into the big caravans as they move through the state heading to Richmond. So we've got all that organized, and we're going to have a command center to control everything. You'll be able to, on a map, you'll be able to go on the internet on your cell phone and see where the buses are, how they're progressing, and maybe when they're getting close to your location so you can blend in with the caravan as it goes by.
Oh, wow.
We're gonna have a communication center. We'll have a hotline to the police in case there's any issues that they need to deal with. You know, again, our event is always going to be a peaceful event, but you never guarantee in this world that some lunatic won't come in there and try to do something. Well, that's what the police are for.
Right.
We're there. We're not there to protest. We are there to lobby for our right and to remind the people in the General Assembly and around the state of the importance of the Second Amendment, and just leave gun owners alone. Just stop harassing us with gun control.
What have you heard so far, Phil, that could be in the pipeline as the session gets underway?
Well, one of the things I've heard about is a ban in all of carry in all government buildings. They may turn around again and try to go after semi-automatic rifles or magazines over a certain capacity or suppressors, all that stuff. I know that one of the lobbyists for the other side was saying, oh, they're going to be pushing something to further restrict concealed carry permit holders. I don't know if they're thinking about making it harder for people to get permits or what. It's a system that works beautifully. They have like zero problems. If they got to fix something, it's working perfectly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And more ways to control open carry, or maybe outright ban it. So, they're working on this stuff. What all we'll see, it's hard to say yet, but we should be starting to see some bills showing up soon. There are going to be some pro-gun bills, too. We've got some good senators and delegates that are putting in bills for gun owners to restore our rights. Remember, we're not getting anything. We're just trying to get back what was stolen from us over the last 150 years.
You know, I'm happy to hear that there are going to be some bills introduced to advocate on behalf of lawful gun owners. The problem is that we now see with the House of Delegates, the state Senate, the governor, there's nobody on the Democrat side, it seems, that has any interest in doing anything that is beneficial for law-abiding citizens. But they are all on board with every insane idea that seems to benefit those who don't follow the law.
I agree. The good news is November 2nd in Virginia this year is a major election for us. The entire House of Delegates is up for grabs, as is the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. So this November 2nd, if you sit out this one, you must want bad things to happen. This is your opportunity to go out November 2nd and vote, drag your family out there, get your friends, get your coworkers. We need normally what they call an off-year election, because it's not a presidential election, tends to be slow in Virginia. We dare not let that happen again. We know what will happen if we do. And I think that fear of the election coming might temper what they do, hoping that gun owners will stay asleep. We cannot sleep, folks. We cannot sleep. We have to stay awake, and we have to stay determined, and we have to know that even if they backed off a little bit this year, they'll come back with a vengeance next year if we don't fix this problem on election day by voting in the right people.
So tell me a little bit, this rolling caravan thing, is there actually going to be a part of it where people get off these buses or get out of their cars and get together? Or is it always going to be, is there a big parking lot? What's the wind up for it?
Okay. We're going to have four totally decked out buses leading these caravans, the major caravans, coming in from east and west, which is on 64, north and south on 95, and then going through downtown Richmond. We don't have any plans for, none of what we're planning is people getting out, parking their cars and getting out and walking around. Certainly they're free to do that. This is still America, and we're not holding an event. That what Richmond would call an event. which would you know, mean the guns would be banned. We're not doing that. We're driving through. What you do as an individual, it's up to you. And those in Central Virginia can join any of the four caravans because we're right in this, we're right near the center of it. Or one could go down and deck out your car and drive around the area, drive around Richmond, drive around the 195, and you know, whatever you want. Again, to, that day to advertise the message. We have flags and signs and magnets that can be put on cars, or you can be creative and deck out your own car. But we're just telling people the focus is on gun rights. You know, nothing else. You know, if you do everything else in your car, just make it clear that the focus is gun rights. You know,
right. And
let's not divide. Let's not try to chop up into a bunch of different things that people are concerned about. Do those on another day. This is about protecting our right to keep and bear arms.
All right, and one more time, the dates, the times, the locations.
Okay. On our, if you go to rolling four, the number four, the, T-H-E, and the number 2A, so rollingforthe2a.com, you'll see maps and there'll be links to other things, so you can see exactly when the caravan should be arriving. This is all going to be high tech. When it comes up, you'll be able to, as the day approaches, we'll have a map that you'll be able to see the bus, the routes live by a GPS, so you can see exactly where each of these buses are, when they're going to be arriving in Richmond. Again, Central Virginia is in a little, it's in a very unique mode because we're being right here. We can join any of the caravans coming in, or again, just be downtown to drive around when the caravans arrive, however you want to do it.
Right.
But it's all on the website under that. You can find out, and also how to get signs or get flags for your car and stuff like that.
All right. Well, Phil, I appreciate you being here. We'll make sure that everybody has this information and urge everybody to be on guard as this session gets underway, as once again our rights are going to be under attack. Always good to chat with you. That is Philip Van Cleve. He is the president of VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. By the way, if you looked at the official State Department website today, there was an interesting update there. The United States Department of State website, which is state.gov, listed President Trump's term of office ending at 7 o'clock this evening and Mike Pence's term of office ending at 7 o'clock this evening. And somebody said it to me, said, Jeff, what are you hearing about this? And I looked at it. I said, oh, no, it's got to be... it's got to be a hack. It's got to be some sort of nonsense. And I had a number of people say, well, it's on the official State Department site. So I went over there. I couldn't find anything myself. And then I went to whitehouse.gov. And sure enough, President Trump and Vice President Pence are still there. Well, it turns out, apparently, quote, a disgruntled staffer change the end dates of President Trump's term and Vice President Pence's term to today, January the 11th, on the official biography pages on the State Department's website. It gets nastier and nastier. It really does. It gets uglier and uglier. And your ability to talk about this, your ability to discuss this, your ability to debate this, it's getting smaller and smaller. We are not seeing an expansion of our ability to speak freely. We are seeing a contraction in that area. It is getting worse. It is absolutely getting worse out there. Big tech seems to be Big Brother. Did you realize that Twitter banned the hashtag 1984? Folks had started the hashtag 1984. Twitter stepped in and banned it. So again, I just wanted to see, is that right? Well, I go on Twitter and I put in hashtag 1984. Yep, it's dead. It won't do anything. However, if you use hashtag and then spell out 1984 in letters, at least when I tried it yesterday, it still worked. Parler, which had been the alternative for so many of us, had been the number one app in the interweb universe, has gone dark. And that's thanks to another piece of big tech. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.